Next case.
Case number 12,559, Steve T. Fitzgerald seeks a variance from the corner yard setback requirements for a proposed structure, sections 115.25, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of Riverside Drive and Marjorie Drive within the Island subdivision. The 911 address is 9001 Riverside Drive, Seaford. Zoning district is AR1, and the tax parcel is District 331, Map 7, Parcel 51.00. Staff notes that the applicant is specifically requesting a 6.5-foot variance and a 3.6-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard for a proposed structure. We have received 3 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns.
Is the applicant present? If you would, please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Steve Fitzgerald, 9001 Riverside Drive, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Yes, what I'm proposing is, if you can look at the picture, the back building was actually 4 sheds that were previously erected, all hooked together on a continuous pad with a skirting around it. 2 of the sheds have been torn down on the outside right now. They were dilapidated. The other 2 are in bad shape. What I'm proposing is to remove the rest of the shedding using the existing padding, putting in a new structure of pole barn of similar size, bettering the neighborhood, bettering the look of 3 buildings getting ready to fall down. I just purchased this residence about 5 years ago, and making upgrades to make it a better place. All the neighbors around there are approved. Even the ones I only contacted by letter, the ones that were in the 200-foot range, they all signed a letter of approval. But all the other neighbors around me that have seen the sign in the yard have stopped and asked what I'm doing, and they're all in favor of too. Anything to help make that neighborhood look better.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, to move it back further, it kind of gets close to my septic, which I had put in new. So I don't want to, after spending all that money into a septic, get anywhere near close to it. Since the pad's already there, it does help in the cost of erecting a new building. They have to cut in where the actual poles will be with a 2x2 cut, they said, with a cement saw. And we are going to try to line it up to the back side of the existing pad and using the front for the apron. So trying to take it back as far as I can possibly with you still using the existing pad. So that continues everything I got.
Any questions?
Sir, so did you say they're going to cut out 2-foot by 2-foot squares to drill your holes?
Yes.
For your holes for the pile? Or for
mm-hmm. That's what they proposed so far.
So the existing building is going to be the same footprint of the concrete pad?
Yes. It's actually it's right under a 32-foot by 32-foot pad right now. But part of that's apron, that's no good.
And then, if I thought I heard you correctly, you said that you wanted, from a square footage standpoint, it's going to be pretty close to what you have right now.
Pretty close. The actual sheds are right under 28, so it's about a 28 by 28.
I thought I heard you say that you wanted to move it back.
I'm trying to use
to the building envelope line.
So instead of cutting the 2-foot by 2-foot pole sections in, where they're going to take the apron off the back side right now, they're going to drill the poles there where you wouldn't have to cut it because you're already taking that apron section out.
Okay. So then when you're done, will you be within the building envelope?
Yes. I mean, I'll still be within the building envelope. But it may be, right now we're asking for a variance of that 6.5 or that 3.5 on the other corner. It actually may be a little further back than. It won't be closer, it'll actually be further back than it, if anything.
Okay, and I understand that. So wouldn't it be possible to put the pole building itself within the envelope on both, into the corner of the envelope, and still be able to utilize the majority of your concrete pad?
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use, the apron right now is on the rear side of the building, away from the road. So they're going to take that apron off and put the poles right there, connecting to the existing pad, and then pour the cement around that.
I think I understand your intent. Is it necessary for a variance then if we're inside the envelope?
Well, the front of the building still would go past that 15 mark.
Okay, so we're not within the envelope.
You're not within that envelope. Obviously, the envelope of the cement that's already existing.
I'm looking at your survey done by Miller Lewis.
Yes. You can see how it's on an angle.
Right.
Corner there a little. So coming to the front of that, we'd be close. We may be a little further back, but you're still going to have most of that apron being used.
Okay, so my question remains then, if you're going to move this back, and I understand why you'd want to do that, couldn't the whole thing be moved over in order to fit into the corner of the envelope?
Not without creating a new pad line, a whole new pad line up front.
Okay. So if we move to the back of the building envelope line, aren't we going to be closer based upon the angle than the 8.5?
No, we would never be closer. If anything, we may be a little further out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marjorie Drive, where the shed is closest to?
Yes.
Does your property go all the way out to that actual road?
Or yes. Yes, there's only two houses on that road, yes.
So there's no property line, and then there's no grass in between that and the edge of the pavement?
There's, my property line is, let's say where the yellow is,
yes.
I probably got 10 or 12 feet of grass that I cut there, that's the easement, and then you have a little 9-foot tire and chip road.
So what you're telling us is you have 10 to 12 feet between your property line and the edge of the paving.
Yes.
Gotcha. Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Thank you. I just want to make sure I understand. You said you put a new septic in, and we did have a plan that showed a septic that was submitted with appears to be your application.
Right.
And it looks to me, I just want to make sure I understand this right, and we have it in the record correct. It looks to me like the septic tank would be approximately behind the house, but the drain field would be in that rear yard.
That's right.
So is that why you can't move that whole building?
That's why I don't want to go back towards the drain field.
Okay. And I presume that this will not cause any visibility issues.
No, there's an existing building there now.
And are you going to use this thing for storage?
Yes, just a storage, two-car garage type thing.
Okay. How tall will it be?
Right now, I got a proposal for a 10-foot building.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further questions? Is there anyone present that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no pending comments.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12559 for Mr. Fitzgerald for the requested variances pending a final written decision based on the record made during the public hearing. Because the property has unique conditions due to the concrete pad and sheds, due to physical constraints that make it hard to develop, the practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. Variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
A motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12559 has been approved.
Thank you.